Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Dhanada Giri Bharadwari. Gopi Jana Pala Bhakti Bharadhari. Dasara Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Chakura Nandana Bhaja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Sivana Sai. Yamuna Sivana Sai. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Bala Bhajan Bala. Yato Nandana Bhajan Ranjana. Vrindavan ki, Mayapur Navadvip dam ki, Jagannapuri dam ki, Srimati Tulasi Devi ki, Bhakti Devi ki, Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai ki, Samaved Bhaktivind ki, Glorious Sam Devotees, Glorious Sam Devotees, Glorious Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, O Permanent. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tenth Canto, Chapter 7, Verse 27, 8, 9. Tamashmanam manyamana.
Tamashmanam manyamana.
Atmano guru mataya.
Atmano guru mataya.
Gale grihita utrashtam. Nashaknod adbhutar bakam. Tam asmanam nanyamana. Atmano guru mataya. Gale grihita utrashtam. Nashaknod abhutabhakam. Tamashmanam manyamano. Atmano guru mataya. Gale grihita utrashtam. Nashaknod abhutabhakam. Tamashmana manjamana Atmano guru mataya Olegahi sustum Nasak no rabutarvakam. Krishna Ashmanam, very heavy stone like a lump of iron. Manyamana, thinking like that. Atmana Guru Mataya, because of being heavier than he could personally perceive. Gale, his neck, Grihite, being embraced or encircled by his arms. Utrashto, to give up. Na ashakno, was not able. Adbhuta arbakam, this wonderful child who was different from an ordinary child. Translation, because of Krishna's weight, Trinavarta considered him to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. But because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. Purport. Trinavarta intended to take Krishna up in the sky and kill him, but Krishna enjoyed the pastime of riding on Trinavarta's body and traveling for a while in the sky. Thus, Trinavarta's attempt to kill Krishna failed. While Krishna, Ananda Chinmayarasa Vigraha, enjoyed this pastime, now, since Trinavarta was falling because of Krishna's heaviness, he wanted to save himself by throwing Krishna off his neck, but was unable to do so because Krishna held him very tightly. Very tightly. Consequently, this would be the last time for Trinavarta's yogic power. Now he was going to die by the arrangement of Krishna. 28. Galagrahana nischeshto daityo nirgata lochana abhyaktaravo nyapata sahabalo vyasubraje. Translation: with Krishna grasping him by the throat, Trinavarta choked, unable to make even a sound or even to move his hands and legs. His eyes popping out, the demon lost his life and fell along with the little boy down to the ground of Braj. Tam antarikshal patitam shilayam vishirna sarvavayavam kararam noram karudra sharena vidham striyo rudatyo dadushu sameta. Translation: while the gopis who had gathered were crying for Krishna, the demon fell from the sky onto a big slab of stone, his limbs dislocated, as if he had been pierced by the arrow of Lord Shiva, like Tripurasura. Report. In transcendental life, as soon as devotees of the Lord merge in lamentation, they immediately experience the Lord's transcendental activities and merge in transcendental bliss. Actually, such devotees are always in transcendental bliss, and such apparent calamities provide a further impetus for that bliss. Magana Timananda Shoganandjana Salaka Chakshara Maritan Janatasma Shigarabe Namaha Shri Chitanamana Bhishtan Tapitan Jaina Bhutale Slam Rupakatamayam Dadati Savatanti Kam Pandeham Shigaro Shri Jutapatakamalam Shigurum Vaishnavam Stha Shri Rupam Sagradaptam Sagana Vaganatamitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadukam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sagana Vaitav Shri Vishakamitam Stha. Hey Krishna Kavana Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kantarada Kantana Mostuti. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Tam Ashmanam Manyamana Atmano Guru Mataya Kare Guhita Utsvashtum Nasakno Rabhutarvakam. Because of Krishna's weight, Trinavarta considered him to be like a great mountain or a hunk of iron. But because Krishna had caught the demon's neck, the demon was unable to throw him off. He therefore thought of the child as wonderful, since he could neither bear the child nor cast aside the burden. So these three verses have this lamentation of the Vrajagopis. They were crying. And also Trinavarta, he's kind of lamenting that his eyes were getting popped out, I guess, too. At the same time, you could say he has a mundane lamentation and the gopis have a spiritual lamentation, but theirs appears to be mundane depending on our consciousness. As Prabhupada winds up this last purport by saying, actually such devotees are always in transcendental bliss, and such apparent calamities provide a further impetus for that bliss. Janaya nishchaya paramananda sukh. There's a famous verse from the Chaitanya Bhagavat that describes that a devotee might appear to be in lamentation and suffering, dukkha, but actually he's in transcendental bliss. That may not always be the case. This verse may only apply to the Paramahansas. But depending on our consciousness, our degree of advancement, we can approach the state of apparent lamentation. Just like it's for a new devotee to read a shloka like where Kunti Devi is saying, well, just give me more calamities. Vipada Santu Shashva Tatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat someone just reads the Bhagavatam, they say, wait a minute, this maybe this religion, this program's not for me, because I don't think I'm in this stage. But that's also good. If we think we're not at that stage, we're aspiring for that stage. And what is that stage? Is she really lamenting? No, because Padam Bhoja, when I lament, then I see a feet, Kunti saying. So throughout our literature, and expanded by six Goswamis, those in our line, we see this. Even before that, when Mahaprabhu is supposedly lamenting, he's citing so many verses about lamentation and calamities, feelings of pain of separation of Krishna. And he's chanting the Krishna Karnamrita, and that's Purva Mangala Thakur and Vidyapati, various songs, where the devotees are, Radharani especially, lamenting, the gopis are lamenting about Krishna. So this increases according to, now here we see these gopis are lamenting, but it increases even more. And Mahaprabhu is giving that basic in his Shikshastakam. Yugaitam nimishena chakrusha pravishayitam shunyaitam jagatsaram govinda virayiname. There he's saying, govinda virayiname, the whole universe is simply void. There's nothing there without Krishna consciousness. Shunyaitam jagatsaram. Jagatsaram, this whole jagat, useless. Now in the case of Trinavarta, we've been reading how these various so-called these demons, mystics, they're actually mystics. There's a verse also cited by Kaviraj Goswami, Siddha Lokas to Tamasa. That verse describes Brahmasukha Magne, that the daichas, the daichas, these types of demons that are envious, and they get the same type of liberation, Brahmasukha Magna, merging, as the siddhas. So here we see the relationship. Because the siddhas have the same consciousness. They just want to ignore Krishna. So this is put forward very strongly by Kaviraj Goswami, that you think you're so advanced in your Brahmasukha, but the demons, they're getting that automatically. Prabhupada actually mentions Shishupal and Kamsa. We see that they merge into the body of Krishna sometimes like that. It's actually seen. So this is what the mystics aspire for. So it's no better. So it's minimized, this type of, because there's no exchange. There's no ras. Simply suicidal, void, shunyavadi, nirvishe shunyavadi. Kaibhaya, shunyaite, jagat sarvam. Yes. We're also into shunya, but we're not shunyavadis, but we like shunya because we understand shunya. Mahaprabhu says shunya itam jagat sarvam. The whole world is void. Now the voidists, they're only seeing this voidness, but they're not seeing Krishna. But when the devotees get this type of realization, like Vishad, all this Vishidantam Nidandak, in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is lamenting. Arjuna is a transcendental personality. He's the friend of Krishna. But he appears to be mundane, in a mundane consciousness of lamentation. Kripaya vishtam ashupurna kalayakshanam vishidantam yuvan bhakyam uvachi Madhusudana. So Madhusudana, Krishna, he's speaking to Arjuna to alleviate this lamentation, which he does, of course. But what type of lamentation is it? We're not. It appears to be ordinary lamentation. Depends how we view it, but it appears, of course, Bhagavad Gita, that he's lamenting, has to kill so many people on battlefield. Siddhanti mamagatani, his limbs are vipatas chashirini, I'm weak, I'm losing my grip, I can't even hold my bow, and this. But in the transcendental stage, Mahaprabhu Rajachandra, he he exhibited all these symptoms of lamentation and moroseness, shoka, harsha, all these, and they were conflicting in his body, so much so that he would experience the highest stages, unexhibited before in the material world, unheard of even in the Vedas, practically. So Lord Chaitanya was in this stage of lamenting, just as these gopis are lamenting, but Chaitanya, he took it so far to the extreme. Still he was quoting that verses from Bhavamangala Thakura. All my days are like useless. All my senses are like stone. Here we've seen this analogy that Krishna is appearing like stone. Ashma Shalam Hidayambateidam. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati points out all these verses from second canto that in this stage, in the transcendental stage, one thinks of these verses. Actually, they apply, however you can see, Tadashma Shalam Hidayambateidam. The heart is like stone or iron. Here, Krishna is like that stone dragging Trinavarta. But still, the devotees are thinking like that. At least Sukadeva Swami is describing that one whose eyes don't fill with tears. Now, Arjuna appeared to have mundane tears, there's hot, cold tears, different types. But one who doesn't cry after recitation of the holy name, his heart doesn't soften, then he is said to have a stone heart, steel-framed heart. The Prabhupada was also saying very humorously that, so in the modern age now, we're getting artificial heart, steel heart. So it appears that they knew about this. Sukadeva Swami knew about this 5,000 years ago. The steel heart is not a new thing. You get an artificial heart, steel framed. But they get it with someone else's heart also. But when they get someone else's heart, suddenly they get a craving for drinking beer or something that they never had before, I heard like that. But get someone else's heart. Still, the living entity is in the heart. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati points out all these words, Tarva kim na jivanti, bastra kim na swasankit. Like, your legs are like trees if they don't walk toward the temple of Krishna. And your eyes like peacock feather eyes. So Lord Chaitanya is saying similar things. Bastra kim na swasankit. If your breathing is just like the bellows. He was also in this lamenting stage. He was thinking, he was saying like that, that if the ear is like a broken conch, it's useless. Unless it hears Krishna Katha, unless the eyes see, they're like useless, wasted eyes, like peacock feathers. So one should think like that. I don't go to the temple, There's always the lamentation of the devotee that. But this lamentation, Prabhupada said, brings purification, the transcendental lamentation. Otherwise, we are condemned, cursed to lament in this shoka moha, bhaya, in this material world. All these different emotions that we experience in the material world, they are perverted emotions of the spiritual feelings of devotees toward Krishna. Gradually, these things become revealed. More we hear about it, read about it, become attracted to it. Just like the gopis, they say, Tavakatamitam tapta jivanam. So, but they're not in the material world, but they're saying, Tavakatamitam. All this speech about you, or the speech from your mouth, the nectar, amita, Tavakatamitam tapta jivanam. It removes this burning in the heart. Tapta means burning, tapta jivanam. Kavibiriyatam. So this shokanashanam, it destroys the material lamentation. And sometimes we read these conversations that Krishna or Radharani are having. Radharani is saying, with Krishna saying that, I'm going to die now, there's no reason for me to live. But then if I die, it'll cause Krishna more lamentation. I don't want to do that. So then she decides not to. This Vibhu Swami is writing like that. But if I do die, just in case, then put my arms around a tamal tree, because the tamal tree is like Krishna, dark like Krishna. So these conversations are going back, and Lord Chaitanya has revealed all these intimate lamentations of the gopis and Radharani, how they're lamenting and feeling moroseness and sitting and scratching the ground and thinking, Shunai Ashlashyaba Padavatam Panashtumam. So in our stage, we can't immediately come to this, of course, but we do lament. We lament spiritually, Manusha Janama Paya, Radha Krishna Nambhajiya. These songs that we sing, Goranga Balite Hobe, Nartam Daspal. When will there be tears flowing? Now these are not mundane tears though. Goranga Balite Hobe Pulaka Sharir. My hairs will be standing on end, Pulakash by Ashru Ganga Bai. The tears will flow from my eyes. Otherwise, this material world is said to be an ocean of tears. Shoka Ashru Sagara. Shoka Ashru Sagara. Sagara means an ocean of tears, Ashru, lamentation. Nashochati Nakanchati. Of course, the preliminary stage of Krishna consciousness is Nashochati Nakanchati. Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu. This is actually the beginning stage of pure Krishna consciousness, that you're beyond mundane lamentation. Not bewildered, not lamenting, not fearful, abhayacharanaradhan. So we can't ascribe these things to these gopis. They're not experiencing these residents of Braj. They're not experiencing mundane lamentation, mundane. Rather, they're experiencing ecstasy. But this is our aspiration. In fact, our only way, shokanashanam, sota varganam shokanashanam, shushtu chumbitam. The gopis, they say that when you play your flute and you lift it up to your mouth, and this destroys all lamentation, all the residents of Vrindavan, all over the three worlds, that's all finished. Mundane lamentation. But of course, when Krishna is speaking to the gopis in the Bhagavatam, he's saying, but what's the use of giving this type of spiritual instruction or playing my flute for the people who are lamenting in this material world? Won't do them any good anyway. But the gopis said, no, you should do it anyway because it will relieve them all. He said, okay. So Krishna's very submissive to the gopis. So due to that entreaties of Radharani and the gopis, then we're all getting this nectar, mercy, in the material world, so-called material world. But the material world vanishes to like the this lamentation like would fill up a hoofprint of a calf in this material world. Then we get this nectar. So we can increase it by offering so many prayers. Just like Rupa Goswami has one, Naprema, Shavanadi, Bhakti. These are all in the mood of lamentation. So many verses. Naprema. He's saying, I don't have prema. Naprema Gandosti. He's quoting Lord Chaitanya exactly. Mahaprabhu is saying, Naprema Gandosti. I don't even have a scent, a ganda of love of Krishna. Because if I did, I couldn't maintain my life for one moment with this type of separation. I should finish. This can't exist. Because as soon as you get it, then you're completely enlivened in the spiritual world. As soon as you get this lamentation, this spiritual lamentation. So either way, sambho, viyo, shok, this lamentation is a spiritual. Even Prahlada Maharaj, he's speaking in the seventh canon, one of his verses, shocheta tovi mukacheta sandhira atam, maya sukaya balamu. First he's saying, I don't have any lamentation for myself. I don't have any lamentation. But then he says, I have lamentation. Paradulakara, Vaitaranyas. Tadvirya gayana mahamita madna. Only because tadgayana mahamita, because I'm experiencing the maha amrita. Not just amrita nectar, but he says, I'm merged in the ocean of grape super nectar. Therefore, don't think that I am lamenting materially. No, I do. I am lamenting, but those who are not getting this nectar, just like Kaviraj Goswami is saying there, they should have died when they were born. Narottam Das says, Kenoba Nanasuka, Kenoba Achari. He's saying in that song that Kenoba Achari Pran. Why am I maintaining my life? Narottam says, Kenoba Achari Pran. Ki Sukha Lagia. I didn't get any Sukha in this material world. But Narottam Das, he was never after any material. He was a son of a big Zamindar king, practically. He never wanted any material. If we know the situation, if we're foolish, we might think, oh, he was just like us. No. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's always lamenting. Kandiya, kandiya. He's lamenting on our behalf, Prabhupada said. Lochan Das, Prabhupada said, he's lamenting on our behalf. And we're too stupid to lament that we didn't get this spiritual nectar, but they're lamenting on our behalf. You rascal, you didn't get this nectar, so you can't even lament this way. I'll lament for you. Though we're very always thankful to our great kavis, acharyas, they're all great poets. And on our behalf, Manusha Janma Paya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya. I didn't worship Radha Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying like that. I'm only asking one thing. I have only one lamentation. You give up all your nonsense and A Matra Bika Chai. Only one thing I ask from you. Oh, you're asking? You're also asking? Just like Prabhupada would say, especially when he spoke to Indians in the West, he would say, so many of you have come to get nice bank account and nice business and your daughter married, you have come to the West. I have not come for that. You have come to beg for so many things, material. Yes, I have come only to beg you one thing. You give it all up. Hey, Sarva Sakandari Bahayadura, Chaitanya Chandra Chalane Kurutana Ragam, Goranga Chandra, Chandra Chalane. You make your best friend, Lord Chaitanya, you give up all nonsense and take his lotus feet. So Prabhupada was representing purely, also great, great, great personality, just in the line of these great personalities. And taking it, boom, transplanting. So especially when he would see the Indians, then he would start quoting a lot of verses. Bal Bhumite Hoilama. At least one Indian has come. He said, Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna himself. He has said, all Indians must come. He said, but at least, he said, one Indian, at least one Indian. Now, that doesn't mean no one else, but he said, at least one. That leaves you to figure out who it might be. But, he said, at least one Indian has come. You've got the information now. So nobody can come now and say, well, you can come, that's okay. But it's like coming to the baseball game after it's been won and you run out in the middle of the field and say, here I am, I'm hearing you. Or in the battlefield and everyone's dead and you say, you see, you were hiding before, but now you're out and saying, yes, you came. But actually, one Indian has come and he has come by the Bhumi table to give this transcendental message. So everyone should be very thankful. And one time Gaura Govinda said, we have opened up a crying school. Of course, this is not for neophytes, but he said like that. He's trying to say that his temple was, he's training people to cry for Krishna. It is so, I've heard that Prabhupada told one devotee, just try to understand, Krishna is not here. But there was no tape, but he said that apparently. Just try to understand Krishna is not here means that we should feel the separation of Krishna. Not that, oh yes, now I have Krishna. No. Hey Radhe Vrajadevi Ke Chalalite Hai Nanda Suno Kutaha. Six Goswamis, they're running here and there. Hey Radhe Vrajadevi. On the banks of the Jamuna, Keshi Ghat, everywhere in Braj. Where is Krishna? Ha ha, kvayami vikala kim katam mayami. We when will I see you again? This is Lord Chaitanya. And we're also lamenting, but we're meditating on Mahaprabhu. That is where there's so many wonderful verses, but Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das, Soka, Smita Loka Sokam Jagato Yasya, that he's saying, Smita Loka Sokam Harati Jagatam Yasya Parito. There's just this one line, very wonderful. He's saying, Smita Loka, this wonderful smile, the face, the eyes of Krishna, when he glances, Lord Chaitanya, when his glance, just his glance, Smita Loka Sokam Jagati Yasya Parito. He takes away all the limitation of this entire material world. Just by his glance, Smita Loka Shokam Jagatam Yasya Parito, and enlivens the creeper, all the creepers of devotion. His words are like nectar. So, Amita Dara. And even one drop, Ekabindu Dio. We're just begging, just give us a drop of this ocean of nectar. The Mahaprabhu's nectar is there. You cannot even fathom. Just like you hear one Leela, Kaviraj Goswami was describing the glories of Haridas Thakur. He said, I have only given a tiny fragment, a fraction, a tiny of his glory. You cannot, no one could describe it. Not possible. Shesho Dunapi Samavashati Nashapam. Even Shesha with thousands of mouths cannot describe all the nectar. And been going on since time immemorial. Can never reach the end. And that's Shesha, Shesha's first manifestation, Balaram. But he cannot finish the description of Otsaya. So Kaviraj Goswami has given so much. All we can do is bring our mind. Doha, here it says also Adbhuta, amazing child. So Adbhuta, bring our mind to this amazing Doha Kar Vichar. Vichar Karuti, Kolite Chite, Pare Chamakar. Chamakar means something amazing. Just like Krishna is amazing. We will get an amazing realization, more and more, increasing. Vardhanam, Patibhadam, Pranamita, Svavanam. Taste will increase more and more. This taste is not boring taste, mundane, that you taste the rasgura. Maybe, like sometimes you go on a big, big feast in Mayapur or something like this, 100 preparations. If you go and sneak in the pujari room sometime, highly recommended. All the pujaris have like all these. Anyway, but sometimes it's there. Thousands of preparations. But you cannot eat only, you know, 20. Even if you eat one bite, and this is spiritual food, it's so good. Oh my God, let me taste this one. Boom. But after 15, 20 bites, you're full. So much ghee, curd is in it, chickpea is quite filling. You eat 20, 30, 40 bites. Oh my God. Then you can lament. There's so many other preps I couldn't even taste. Well, what about? I can't eat it. So that's okay. We should also lament like that. I want to taste more and more of this knowledge. I tasted this, and so I'm full now, but I want to taste more and more. But we can taste that with our ears, and we won't. Our belly won't get busted. We won't have to be rushed to the hospital. If you eat too much prasadam, sometimes you die. But if your taste doesn't increase, actually, because you've eaten so much. Tushti pushti kshuta bhavam nugahasam. You get nourishment and then you're full like that. You get full realization. So analogy is always there, but still, not completely. Because this taste, we can always increase it in here and here and here all day long. Satatam kirtan tamam. Doesn't decrease. It should increase. That is why Satam Prasangam Amaviri Sambhido, we take the association of the devotees. This is the Mukya Anga Mukya, the chief limb of devotional service is Sadhu Sangha. Janma Mula Hoy. And even when we get prana, it increases that also. This association is increasing. Even Lord Chaitanya, he's taking all his association. He's not sitting always alone. Sometimes he's lamenting, but he's lamenting this various lamentation. With Ramananda Roy, Sri Ramananda, we heard some pastimes this morning after Mangalarti. Oh Ramananda, oh Sri Ramananda. And he was hearing from them, they were hearing from him. This is increasing more and more. This is like Bunky Bihari, deities are opening and closing. All right, so comments.
Houston, thank you very much for your lecture. You said earlier that on, I think I understood this right, that on a lower stage there's, that fear may be a hindrance, may be an obstacle to our growth in spiritual life. And I don't know about anybody else in this room, but I'm always, I mean, you know, it's like mortgage payment, fear. Daughter's off in another city somewhere, fear. Drive down the street, see a cop car, fear. Help me out here.
That's pretty funny. But according to the Mahabharata vision, Jata Deko, we quoted that verse, that even if there appears some misery, it's actually Paramananda Sukh. So I could say maybe you haven't gotten to that platform. Neither have I. But Stavara Jagannadeki Nadeki Tad Murti, this other verse that we read, Stavara Jagannadeki Nadeki Tad Murti, just like you see something moving, non-moving. Prabhupada heard the bombs falling in Calcutta. He said, that's just Krishna. Like we have this word, Kala, Kala, you know, what does it mean? We just read it. It's just this nice word here. Kalaram, Damsta Kalarami Chate Mukani. This universal form, this word is used there in the 11th chapter of the Gita. Damsta Kalarami Chate Mukani, Dishtaiva Kalanala Sani Bani. Arjuna is speaking like that. That is amazing. Horrible vision of the universal form is very scary. Even he said, well, I don't want to see that. Very fierce. Very fierce. Hands and legs. That's the Trinavarta. But this universal form, the same word is used. Dhamstra, Karanle, teeth. They were chewing up. Arjuna could see him chewing up all these people with his teeth. Dhamstra, Karanle, Chate, Mukhan. Very fearful form. So this Trinavarta kind of represents that too. And these gopis are seeing like that. So, but the more we advance then, I was thinking the different things, how Prabhupada was so fearless and also didn't lament. Like there would be some engagement, nobody might show up, a couple people. Prabhupada said, it's okay. Narada Muni, he didn't artificially have that, you know, say that. No, he actually thought, he was thinking like that, doesn't matter. We speak to the four walls. Just like Haridas Thakur, he was consoling Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya, so how are these people going to be delivered, Haridas? I can't understand it. Lord Chaitanya is saying that to Haridas. He said, it's okay, because after the kirtan, there's an echo, but that's not really an echo. This is the sound of the non-moving entities. Just like when we see Shabda Ke Purusham Nishu. Now, that seems like ABC, Bhagavad Gita. I am the sound in ether, right? So when the cop, you hear the cop siren coming up behind you, that's Krishna. When you're meditating on your daughters in other cities, you don't know what's going to happen, or can't pay the bills, and this is all cause, ecstatic, these are all causes of ecstasy.
I remember when I read this verse many years ago, it was in relationship to your question here. So Bhagavad Gita, as you're pointing out, the fifth chapter, text 12, it says, the steadily devoted soul obtains unadulterated peace. Why is that? Because he offers the results of all activities to me, whereas a person who is not in union with the divine, who's greedy for the fruits of his labor, becomes entangled. And in the purport, the last couple lines of this purport, the whole purport's good, but the last couple lines is, it says, all that exists is a product of Krishna's... Then it says, therefore, activities in Krishna consciousness are on the absolute plane, they are transcendental, and they have no material effect. One is therefore filled with peace in Krishna consciousness. But one who is entangled, this is one of Prabhupada's wonderful way he says stuff, profit calculation for sense gratification, cannot have peace. This is the secret of Krishna consciousness. Always like secrets of Krishna consciousness. Realization that there's no existence besides Krishna is the platform of peace and fearlessness. So Krishna is your friend and he's doing everything. Good to have friends in high places, right?
Vasudev Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurva. So I guess we know we're not a Mahatma if we don't see that Vasudev Sarvam Iti, that Vasudev is everything. So we have some where we should lament, oh yeah, I don't know. This is also impetus. So if everything becomes impetus, then you're advancing. Otherwise, Prabhupada said, as long as you're jealous, you're lamenting, then you know you're not Krishna conscious. Morose. He used to laugh at devotees, frustrated. Well, you're frustrated. He couldn't even relate to it. I told you to chant all day, why are you frustrated? It's like one devotee was in refusing to chant. Well, big leader, and he was in Maya for, you know. So someone proposed that another devotee had cursed him. It was said that this other guy had cursed him. He didn't like him. Supposedly, a very potent person had cursed him. ISKCON Swami, at least at the time. So they were asking Prabhupada that, you can hear it on the conversation, that this, is it true that this curse could work? Because this other devotee, he may be very potent cursing this guy, you know. There were, the other guy was maybe envious, giving him a hard time. He cursed him back. And Prabhupada said, well, if he doesn't chant, yes, it could work. So by not chanting, we don't really help ourselves. Might even be subject to a curse of some other devotee. Material energy, anyway. The curse of material energy. Anything else over there?